to My Journey of Faith Radio with your host, Vicki Petz Henderson, physician, writer, speaker, encourager, and lover of God's Word. My Journey of Faith is a place to inspire, equip, and encourage women in their personal walks with Christ. Here's your host, Vicki Petz Henderson.
Welcome to My Journey of Faith. I'm so glad you joined me today, and happy Thanksgiving. Today is Thanksgiving Day, so I thought I'd keep this a little on the short side, but I wanted to tell you how to have the very best Thanksgiving ever. First of all, to have the very best Thanksgiving ever, you have to, wait for it, you have to give thanks. Now, I know that sounds incredibly obvious. And I think sometimes we look at Thanksgiving as a time to give God thanks for the abundance in our lives and all of the blessings that He has provided us. And abundance has become sort of the theme of Thanksgiving. You know, we eat an abundance of food and there's just this plentifulness that is associated with Thanksgiving. In fact, one of the symbols for Thanksgiving is the cornucopia, which is just full. And that's what the original pilgrims celebrated, is harvest. And they were reaping the benefits of their hard work and bringing in the produce, and they were giving back thanks to God. But I will tell you that the true secret of having a happy Thanksgiving is to learn to thank God in your scarcity. Thank God in your scarcity. Because we're just not always going to have abundance in our lives, whether that means material things, whether that means relationships, whether that just means that our plans are going smooth like we want them to go, or that we're having success in our jobs or with our kids or in our marriage or in our friendships. It's easy to give thanks when things are going well. But one of my theme verses for Thanksgiving this year is Hebrews 13:15, and it says, "Through Jesus, therefore, let us continually offer to God a sacrifice of praise, the fruit of lips that openly profess His name." And I'd just like to break that down for you a little bit. First of all, this is not natural, and it's not even humanly possible, but it says, the first part of it says, through Jesus. So we are never going to be able to offer God a sacrifice of praise in the scarcity of our life, in the hard places of our life, in the adversity, in the tough times, unless we do it through Jesus. And then it says, therefore, let us continually offer. And you know, that's the problem I have. I can go to the Lord and I can say, thank you for this difficulty because I know that it brought these fruits in my life later, or these gifts in my life later, or even in the midst of a difficult situation, you know, sometimes I can say, Lord, I trust you. I trust that you're going to bring good out of this, because His word says He'll bring good from all things. And even what people intend for our harm, He uses for our good. And I can do that, but I can't do it continually. I get distracted. I let my focus get off on other things, and I let my focus get on my problems instead of my God. And that's why He commands us to continually offer to God a sacrifice of praise. Not only does He deserve it, because if He didn't do one more thing for us other than give us life and breath and salvation through His Son, He deserves our constant worship and praise. But also, if we can continually offer Him a sacrifice of praise, if we can continually acknowledge that He is a sovereign good God who gives us good and perfect gifts, then we will be satisfied and we will be content with our lives. Because let me tell you, when you start getting discontent, then you will get discouraged. And when you get discouraged, you will get depressed. And eventually it leads to despair. Discontentment is a huge red flag in your life, and it comes from an ungrateful heart. And in this season that focuses on gratefulness and thanksgiving, I just want to encourage you to fix your eyes on Jesus. He is the author and perfecter of our faith, and He wants us to continually offer Him praise. And it's a sacrifice of praise when it's praise, even when it doesn't seem natural, and even when our circumstances are hard, because there is joy in the suffering. And it's the fruit of the lips that openly profess His name. Acknowledge Him. Acknowledge Him in everything. Give Him thanks in everything. and you will have the best Thanksgiving ever. My second piece of advice on having the best Thanksgiving ever is to bring that grateful heart with you when you go to be around your family. Now, maybe you're the one that has the perfect family and everybody gets along and everybody just loves each other and no one ever gets on anybody's nerves. But I suspect that a great majority of people don't live in the perfect world. And so there's always friction and there's always conflicts. And maybe everybody gets along good, but you just think, oh my goodness, would they quit laughing so loud? Or would those kids quit running around? Or I wish this person would not keep saying this. But just people grate on your nerves. If you would just spend some time offering that sacrifice of praise to the Lord before you go and join your family, and go with a giving heart, a heart that is giving grace, a heart that is giving mercy, and most of all, a heart that is giving forgiveness. If you're holding a grudge against any family member and you're going to have the opportunity to see them today over lunch or over dinner, or even just over the upcoming Christmas holidays, take them that grateful heart of forgiveness. And sometimes that means, you know, we're told in the Bible not to make a list of wrongs, not to keep a record of wrongs against people. But I would encourage you to keep a record of rights. This is something I talk about in my book, Dressing the Wound, Give Yourself the Gift of Forgiveness. If you will keep a record of rights, it may be a short list for some of your family members, but do it anyway and learn to appreciate things in people rather than criticize things in people. And just be conscious of that and bring that kind of a heart to the table as you enjoy Thanksgiving with your friends and your family this week. And maybe you don't have a lot of family, or maybe you're spending Thanksgiving and this is a particularly difficult season for you. Maybe you've lost someone that you love, or maybe your relationship's been shattered, or your home has burned to the ground, or everything you knew about your future has been shattered and fractured, and maybe you've lost your job and there's just really difficult circumstances. Just come with that grateful heart full of grace. Because, you know, the Bible says in Luke chapter 6, verse 38, give and it will be given to you. A good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over, will be poured into your lap. For with the measure you use, it will be measured to you. And you know what that verse is talking about? That verse is talking about mercy. So take a little mercy to your family gatherings, and that's where you'll get abundance. I mean, what more abundance could there be than poured into your lap, just flowing over and running out? That's abundance. So if you offer mercy, you're going to receive mercy. And maybe some relationships could be healed that have been tense for a long, long time. And that would be, for sure, the best Thanksgiving ever. And I hope that you all enjoy a time of abundance with your family. I hope there's an abundance of love and laughter. I hope there's an abundance of food on your table. I hope that you are surrounded by an abundance of friends and people that support you. I know that at this particular season in my life, one of the things I am very most thankful for is my friendships. I have the deepest, most meaningful friendships that I have ever had in my entire life. I have people who are there when I need them, literally, night or day. And I'm always afraid they're going to get tired of me and that they're going to, I'm just going to wear them out with my needs. But they seem to just always be there for me, even when I don't ask. They call and they check on me, and it is the thing that I am the most thankful for this season. And not everyone has that. And if you're going through a season where you don't have a lot of friendships, then I still want you to offer that sacrifice of praise and try to keep your eyes focused on the Lord. And also, maybe you could reach out to someone else. Maybe there's someone that you know that doesn't have family or doesn't have a place to go this Thanksgiving. And I know everybody has their little family traditions and the way they like to celebrate, but one year we invited international students over for Thanksgiving, and we ate turkey and cranberry sauce with chopsticks, and that was quite interesting and entertaining, and that is really one of my fondest Thanksgiving memories. But I've also always tried to be mindful and bring people over who were in a transitional shelter for either drug use or homelessness, or just someone who lived here and their family lived out of state, and it just means so much to them to do that. So try to be mindful of those around you, because one of the things that will grow in you a thankful heart is to see how blessed you are when you see others who don't have what you have. And again, that goes back to steering away from that discontentment and focusing on what you don't have. If you look at the needs of others and serve them, it's what Isaiah 58 says, then your light will break forth like the dawn, and your healing will quickly appear. Then your righteousness will go before you, and the glory of the Lord will be your rear guard. Then you will call, and the Lord will answer. You will cry for help, and he will say, here I am. That's what happens when we meet the needs of others. So to make this the very best Thanksgiving ever, be thankful. Enjoy your families, and I hope to have you join us again next week. Enjoy your journey of faith, and thanks for joining us.